Yes, you was when you were on a
praise. Amen. Jesus much, children of God. Let's thank God with a hand clap for the word we have heard. And let's thank for the ministers for standing on our behalf.
And
accept to serve with the Holy Spirit.
Give
us food worthy of the words.
You
need its time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord. The good time has given us under the sun in these latter days. Makes us of high value. Midst of the many. Given themselves to all evils. But he's chosen us out.
And
he's made us people of high value and worth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In this time, many of our other brethren is given to evils for always desiring them. God has chosen us in the evil generation.
He's
made us out of people of good value. Now we thank him for that. He's drawn us goodness to us.
He's
prepared much goodness. Even the beginning. Even the end
would
be better than our beginning. Look most to how the end can be. Praise Jesus much. We want to move on with our heading we last ended hearing, that how do you see things? If you've not left anything for the sake of Christ and the gospel, do not expect a reward from the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now we want to move on to know, as we go in the good things God has prepared, and
look
that have begun like today, yet its end is more good. Nothing you left aside for the beginning of the things,
or
for the beginning of this ministry, a new generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory. Ministry given church spearhead God's worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda, which involves preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus, and we resume preach gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. The way you see things, they explain us how you exactly are. Whether you hold the light of the word which is filled, or you hold the darkness.
And
anytime you hold the darkness, you fail to leave aside the evil things and some of the things which hinder you go forward with Christ and his gospel. If you feel light in you, there are many things you leave aside. First of all the sins, together with souls left for the sake of Christ and the gospel.
Did
that moment in the beginning that would have been yours, but you left aside that you may be given later.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
For
the one who gives us doubles
it,
if we lose those for his sake, besides sin, he doesn't pay us back double. That when you leave it, you've left sins. Leave aside some of our things we've used in this life for the sake of Christ. Moves on to give us payback double.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in that word, wanted us to read and move sink in understanding. Besides the sins you left,
yes,
praise Jesus much. If you left aside
for the sake
of Christ and the gospel, If you're given, you can take care of those who are for the sake of Christ and for the gospel. At times, even the evils to lighten a fire on their heads.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we want to look to that word. If you are able to leave aside some things for the sake of Christ and for the gospel,
if
you are restored back,
know how
to share with those who are for the sake of Christ and for the gospel. Even at times the evils to lighten a fire on their heads, and we help them once in a while.
So urugendo runo ruba ruwanvu nyo.
This journey is very long.
But
if in this journey you leave aside things for the sake of Christ and for the gospel, if you can't be given double,
know how
you share with those who are for the sake of Christ and the gospel. In the time,
even
help the evils and lighten a fire on their heads.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So
indeed, you were taught to leave things aside for the sake of Christ and for the gospel. If you see those for the sake of Christ and for the gospel, and they have any need, you learn the way to share with them. And at times,
you
help the evils to lighten a fire on their heads. Journey of leaving things for the Christ teaches us to help those for the sake of Christ and the gospel. And at times, we help even those our enemies and lighten a fire on their heads.
Now,
that journey is good and it teaches us many things.
Now,
go in the good things God has prepared for us. God teaches us in this time to share with our brethren in the good things He gives us, and He wants to entrust us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you could not be able to leave aside for the sake of Christ and the gospel, if you're given, even though you've been doubled,
you
then to share with those who are for the sake of Christ and the gospel. Riches, those you know they are your enemies, you shut them out. You want to prove to them, pay them back. You want to pay them back evils.
Yet,
say you give them and lighten a fire on their heads. If your enemy asks you for water, for you give it to them. Now we are being taught, we are going in many good things, just in the beginning of those good things.
But
quite of us be taught now, even in great haste,
for
we don't want to delay at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when you briefly get back in the Mark chapter 10, verse 27 to 31, these words are told us like this.
Mark 10 from 27. Kubanga byonna biyinzika eri Katonda. Olunya olwabirimu omunaana, awo Petero n'atanula okumugamba nti, laba, ffe twaleka byonna ne tukugoberera. Olunya olwabirimu omwenda, Yesu n'amugamba nti, mazima mbagamba nti, tewali yaleka ennyumba.
No one left a house.
Mark 10:29. Oba aboruganda
nga bwe tuwawulira.
Oh brothers, as we heard,
muyinza okubamu aboruganda nga baali baagala kulemesa
byambula
ne Kristo.
I've heard your brethren, they wanted to hinder you move with Christ.
Obanga baruganda mubiri.
Oh, their physical brother.
Obamu abo abefula bali mu Kristo.
Among those who claim to be in Christ.
Naye nga wabeesalako n'obaleka.
Cut yourself off them, you left them.
Olwa Kristo n'olw'enjiri.
For the sake of Christ and the gospel.
Mark 10:29.
Whether they were sisters,
and they
have hindered you, and you decided to leave them, say, be in your life,
meet,
go on in the life of the gospel with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you leave your mother, there is not your mother indeed. She was telling you, my son or daughter, we are ending here. You say you've gone with Christ, with the gospel. No.
If you go in the gospel,
I will not remain be your mother.
You
don't say we hate each other. If the parent has chosen that, they stand on that their stand, and they say, decide today who you will go with. You go with Christ in the gospel, or you remain be my son or daughter,
or
you go with the gospel of Christ and I reject you. You too have to leave them.
They
chase you, move ahead.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
But
you have to do that for the sake of Christ.
We
first leave aside sin and evils which follow it.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
We have our
tangible things and they're not harmful.
They have
been our life to use, yet become a problem in this our journey.
Journey
we move with Christ to go to heaven.
And
we move, preach the gospel to many. Gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Then the righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in all, no matter sister is who, and you have to leave them. And if this is a wife, or let's say husband, tells you put Christ aside,
things
of the gospel, his foolishness come out of there. Many times we leave those people. At times we don't want to leave them. But the point cometh. And they are pushing us. But we are ready. Be with our Christ and the gospel. Together with them. Is it not that? Them are not ready.
Christ
and we are with them. Many times they push us. They
are
not patient to be with us. Many times we get strong, leave them aside. And we leave aside many things.
Mark 10:29.
There is when you leave aside your father, in the times they tell you, let's go to the shrines. According to Deuteronomy 13, speaks and he says this, let's get there, you hear.
So singa tuyiga, orumu tuerekeleza,
at times we leave aside those things,
and
it's required to leave them aside for the sake of Christ and the gospel.
And we
expect that he gives back double. But when he gives back double, he has to first have taught you how you're going to be sharing with those who are for the sake of Christ and for the gospel. And you be at times to help your enemies, lighten a fire on their head, in case you help them and they don't see the goodness of God.
We
don't say that any time you help your enemies. We've said once in a while, don't go there. You say we've told you. Enemy comes, wants waraji, and you buy them alcohol. They want some cocaine and you buy them.
We've
spoken about water. If they want water and food, those are what we give them. Let's read, we hear
Deuteronomy
13 verse 6.
Mugandao oba mutabaniwo, mugandao mutabani mutabani wa nyoko oba mutabani wo oba muwalawo oba mukazi wa mukifuba kyo oba mukwano gwo alinga obulamu bwogwe.
Butufu kiba kisusse.
Indeed, beyond.
Alinga obulamu bwogwe.
Just like your own life.
Ngokumwe kunyula ko sikyangu
ba.
Olaba ngo obulamu obugwawo.
As if life is finishing.
Banayisimanyi bwe nabeerawo nga modest.
How I'll be when I leave them.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Tufungo uri atoyin. Olaba nga. Omanyi waliwo kali. Umuntu kale nga mama utata
kali kujja. Someone is your mother, your father.
Ninga uri mukwano gwo nga alinga obulamu
bwogwe. Friend like your own life.
Ade musula mwena.
You've been sleeping together.
Moment zo nezi kufura nga alinga obulamu bwogwe no zimanyi.
Moments making you love your life, you know them.
Wamata zimanyi.
Don't you know them?
Ngabuzira
oza ko. When you think of them.
Olabira danga kitabusi
kati. You see it is not easy.
Ekyamateeka essula ya 13 olunyolomukaaga.
Deuteronomy 13 verse 6.
Muganda wo, mutabani wa nnyoko, oba mutabani wo, oba muwala wo, oba mukazi w'omu kifuba kyo, oba mukwano gwo, alinga obulamu bwogwe, bwakusendasendanga. Bwakusendasendanga ekyama ng'ayogera nti tugende tuweereze bakatonda abalala b'otamanyanga ggwe newankubadde bajjajjaabo. Olunyolomusanvu ku bakatonda b'amawanga ababeetoolodde abali okumpi naawe oba abakuli ewala okuva ku nkomerero y'ensi okutuuka ku nkomerero y'ensi. Olunyolomunaana tomukkirizanga so tomuwuliranga so n'eriiso lyo teriri musaasiranga so tosonyiwanga so tomukwekanga. Olunyolomwenda naye tolemanga kumutta.
Olabye eri baamuttanga
n'ate they killed them.
Naye sigamba nti geno ofune
jambia. Don't say go get a panga
umuteme
and cut them.
Nedda.
No.
Tulina ekitala kyetukozesa.
We have a sword we use.
Kiri mu Ibraniya sura
y'okutonyera 4:12.
Ekitala ekyo ekigambo kya Katonda.
The sword of the word of God.
Olemera ku kigambo kya Katonda n'omugamba kyawandikwa bwe kini bwe kibiina kubeera
bwe. Word of God who says Britain is meant to be like this.
Teri kusamira teri bulongo teri.
Devil's no sorcerer, I refuse.
Bwe kibanga ibyo bikulemye.
If you fell on that.
Kati ngenze tandika bulambulara.
Won't begin another life. In the Olden Testament, you even were who let others to stone this person.
Stone
that who has been just like your life.
Yet,
tell let's go worship another God.
Not
God who created the heavens and the earth. But by the New Testament, corrected things get to the spiritual world.
It
no more hold stones to beat physical or to murder, but use the stones of the word of God, the hammer of the word of God, and the consuming fire of the word, and we burn them with fire.
Yes, it was
praise me. Jesus.
Then
they begin a new journey.
So,
what I try to bring you to understand.
Not just
this concerning parents, brothers, and sisters.
Talking
upon everything in that moment, try hindering you to move with the Christ, preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Many people are not ready to leave aside those things. Take long, get the reward from the Lord. We've suffered in the salvation. Yet they retain some things on the way they didn't give them aside. They laid themselves on the way to be given a reward from the Lord. In this life and in the life coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But don't you forget.
Don't
first leave aside is the sin and its evil.
Leave
it and the reward is eternal life.
The
Holy Spirit given us. Faint you'll be given a gift of the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit who comes will come with the eternal life. Even aside some things we've been using, we are given those to use in this life.
In
the life coming, we're given more better things. Get back to Mark and we hear.
Mark 10:29. Oba abana.
Maybe you've left children. But the issue of children.
So
must say, but now. My children. For the sake of Christ. And for this gospel. Maybe let me take my children.
Don't take my children
in that your Jesus. In that your gospel.
The
problem has come now. Christ is testing you. Because where he speaks and he says,
the one who
loves most their father or mother, or their brother, they are not worthy of me. Where is that written? Let me bounce it back to you. Get the microphone. Praise the Lord much. Ben Dicto, evangelist. Luke 14:26. Let's read there, we hear.
Luke 14:26. Omuntu bwajjanga jendi natachawa kitaawe ne nnyina ne mukazi we n'abaana be ne baganda be ne bannyina era n'obulamu bwe ye tayinze ng'okuba omuyigirizwa wange.
Problem never has come.
Ekizibu ekyebyandikwa bino eno.
Problem of these scriptures. Read only this one in Luke.
Mates,
told you held them without a reason. Not to hate them without a reason.
Over issue
telling us to worship gods which do not create heavens and the earth.
And
tell us to go bewitch or worship devils.
Times
to tell us leave Christ and give up on the gospel. It's what he speaks of. Let us briefly repeat it.
Luka esula ya 14:26.
Luke 14:26.
Omuntu bwanajjanga jendi natachawa kitaawe.
If you come to him, you don't hate your father.
They've
not told you hate them without any reason. Don't go out, begin hate your parents.
It's
not what we speak of.
In case,
you child a bath. Things of Jesus. Turn against your home. You remain there, your father.
Me
to have a father in heaven. If take me from Christ and the gospel, you to your father in heaven, you rejected him. Even you be a father in the flesh. If you refuse, be my shadow father. Let me call my father in heavens. Totally just hate them.
This
hatred of hating what they worship. Or what they command you to do. Some read the scriptures, hate their parents. And those who will not refuse them being salvation.
Parent
does not refuse you being salvation. Don't refuse you preach.
But
because you bumped and read the scripture.
Come,
Christ, you have to hate parents. You hate them with a reason. Let's read, we hear.
Luka esula ya 14:27.
Luke 14:27.
Abiri mukaga.
Omuntu
bw'anajjanga gye ndi n'atakyawa kitaawe ne nnyina ne mukazi we n'abaana be ne baganda be ne bannyina era n'obulamu bwe ye tayinzenga kuba muyigirizwa wange.
Kaakati ekizibu.
Now the problem. Whether all others, but it's also hurting your own life. What's life? You to remember that life that you moved by.
But
now teacher James, Jacob. He finds the olden Jacob. He hated that one. He no more wants to meet him even.
There's
a life you've been into.
And
you have to hate the life. Getting a new life.
Amen.
Your characters. Things you have to live. And
you
have funny characters. In your own ways. Those you have to live aside, even to that is evolved. How do you see on that side? Did you leave them indeed? That's your old life.
Did
you leave it or you still hold it? Now listen. Jesus carried the cross.
It's
a smaller cross he giveth you. That cross is what engulfs all the things. It involves sin. You're going to get out of evils. People of the world will say you're foolish. You know, understand. Remember when you go to save what they spoke to you. See, he's gotten foolish. See what they're clothing.
The
things are they still on to the...
And
they see the long skirty cloth is not on style.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
there is a smaller cross we carry. It's filled of abuses. And being scorned. But we've gotten strengthened. It's within your heart.
You
feel the cross is much on you. Who of you never carried such a cross? To reach a point, you rest it down. And you've overcome it.
Now you
speak
on this
effect. For I have overcome. Those who come shaking say,
no,
I overcame it. Let's read verse 27.
Luka esula ya 14:27.
Luke 14:27.
Buli atasi tulenga musalaba gwe ye naje nyuma wange. Tayinze nga kuba muyigiriza wange.
Uli debiri muno akasalaba ako.
It involves that cross.
Nkugambye kakwata ebintu ebyo nabyo nabitwerekereza.
Engulfs all things we left
kuchibi.
Right from sin.
Nebibi byacho.
And its evils.
Some
things we leave aside.
And
hear words consuming fire your way. You see now. I feel like the laden. Maybe I go back. But now, when is it being done? The cross is
looking
hot and burning.
You've
carried much on you. The time you rest it down, why put down carry buckets? And they tell you how.
Leave
it, go back in the world, they say. Haven't you come back now, you see.
You
feel it hangers, you
go
pick it again to yourself. And you carry it back. Don't throw it, carry it to the end.
Praise God. I have a short testimony about that. not long as I just entered this synagogue, I had given my life to Christ and I was baptized. But one day, it was a Saturday, as I was passing through my old ways, I decided to go to the place where we used to take alcohol
from.
I was fighting inside myself that I'm not going to do anything until one of my colleagues bought me a black ice.
You know.
But as I finished and I was walking out, I got serious warning from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told me that you either decide to remain this end, I mean, you decide to remain in your worldly ways, or you come to life. I thought it was a joke, but he went on saying the same thing. But I give glory and praise to God. I now see all these things coming back. Thank you. You know, the cross can be heavy laden your way.
Instead of
put it down, go get a relief. After you do all, it turns to like it did to Judas.
And
choose you of sold the Holy One. Go hang yourself. Chase you in things you don't understand.
Say,
when I lower down the cross, I get back, be friends with him. Now, me to me, I'm now
allowed,
you ran from me last time. You know Satan, if they run from him the first time, you come back down, he no more trusts you. And he torments you badly. Till you go back. Decide to hang yourself.
To
commit more evils. To prove him you're his friend again.
Or
go back, cover your cross.
We're
leaving aside many things. Praise Jesus, brethren. Thank God for this topic. Me to I testify of that issue. There's a point I reached. I felt heavy laden in the heart. I felt like a fire. Situation is wild. I thought to myself, can I go back? Yet I felt I can't. I felt like I'd gotten weakened. Now I thank God. Revealed as the situation which happens. And you feel you can no more fit back there. Even here you're not sure. You see the truth which you're on, as if they have held you not to progress onwards, but preaches you overcome it. You reach, you overcome the cross.
Amen.
Go back to Satan and no more trusts you.
Commit
more evils to prove him you've come back to his side. For it is said, the person who backslides, his latter state is more worse. Two more things proving that they are of Satan now. Fail to decide what you
will
do.
It
tells you no more fit in the world.
We
don't want to even go to see you betrayed him.
In
both worlds, nowhere you've been embraced.
So,
decide to leave aside for the sake of Christ and the gospel. Totally carry the light to reach overcome it.
And
given a reward double.
John
teaches you those how you will help those who come in the Christ and for the sake of gospel. And once in a while,
to help
your enemies, you don't know, perhaps they can change
it. They
used to change it, say fire lighting on their heads. That we say of the lake of fire.
Judgment
and they carried them judgment.
Don't you have
a chance here? How dare you
this?
And they judge you for that.
They say, Holy Spirit,
take out that from
what
don't normally think of this one.
Say,
what well, very dangerous.
In
the times we do
so
it,
we ask
what the Spirit did to this evil person,
may
do it to they judge you for that.
Yet,
by chance, leave them space, don't give them anything.
You
leave them, you give it to them as ahead. Or they will judge them ahead.
Give them something,
they judge them immediate for lake of fire.
And
them, refuse to change, they despise them.
They're
born again a fool. I hated them before, yet they have given me food. And they say, okay. You say what?
Huh.
Okay, he's convicted, sentenced already. People with stubbornness like that go to wait them on that point. Don't feel jealous and pain.
Help
evil and aside they go praise themselves over you. And they say how you're a fool.
But
they are on God calling him a fool like that. Get back to Mark 10:29.
Mako esula ya 10 olunyolwa bilimo mwenda.
Mark 10:29.
Oba ebyalo kulwange no lwenjiri.
Iwaruwo abelekereze ebyalo taka.
Villages, land.
It's
been you to be the heir on the other side. And the lands you're meant to get.
Not,
I bet you are the child to share among the riches.
Say,
I tell you, my child, if you get of my things, you have to remain in the sorcery of the clan.
You
tell him, take that your land. Maybe if he assigned it to you late, long ago, you sell it and leave them. Begin another life elsewhere. But he says, those have left them for the sake of Christ and for the gospel. Not for only the sake of Christ.
Even
the gospel and you're involved in the preaching. And to see that it spreads everywhere. Now we thank the Lord. This our journey is taking us somewhere. On the map of the world.
We'll
be the good witnesses. Trained us and imposed us that he can instruct us.
Amen.
Now Lord, you enter Canaan from Egypt. Now we are in 40 years. Those
we
took to, if you look at them, they were
Jandes
and Jamberes. All of them were disqualified along the way. Right here is where the rope is we crossing. We are seeing you. Now this is of the Spirit.
Taken
you said those on our side,
side
and those on the other, and the ground swallows you
and
not swallow you like that. All the shame is to be on those heads.
It's
the time of trial and testing. That's all you've been on your deal. Christ and the gospel, or you were targeting some things. Those you target, they are there. But they have tied your rope never to reach them.
Check you
if you still have it. If you hold your
sicknesses
of evil works,
let
us touch them. Nothing like that. He pulls you back.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. But he's done a good work in us.
Amen. How many were
we here? We produced number. It's making meaning. We are going to begin making a register of those who've been present in the meeting.
Amen.
At this last moment.
Hiya, boss.
See,
you has been there daily. We are going to register you.
Those
who entered on the way and say it. Things, no. It's done good to us. But we've been relieved of you. You are to trouble us. Let us read.
Marko esula ya 10 olunyirira lwa 29.
Mark 10 verse 29.
Nabo oluganda Mark esula ya 10 nyirira lwa 29.
Mark 10:29.
Nabaleka enjiri abaleka ebyalo ku lwenjiri ku lwange no lwenjiri. Olunyo lwa 3. Atali wewa emirundi 10 mu biro bino ebyakakano enyumba nabo oluganda neba nyina neba nyabwe nabana nebyalo nokuyiganyizibwa ne mu mirembe jigendo kujja obulamu obutagwawo.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Emirundi 10
100 times
obulambu
in this life
abo oluganda
brethren
ba mama
the mothers
amayumba
the houses
abana
the children
amataka amanji
many lands
mukifocho kuyiganyizibwa
instead of persecution
bakudizemu okwagalibwa
restore you to be loved
obanyi wayiganyizibwa naye okwagala okonje kusubire
treated but expect much love
bagambe with persecution ninaga
they say with persecution
okuyiganyizwa bagena kunyongera
mwebe
bibebwa bagamba mukifocho kuyiganyizibwa
instead of persecution
wajja kujawo wajja kuwera okwagala
they will be giving you love. Even in the next life, the eternal life.
So,
leaving aside has been a very great thing. But what have you been learning from it? Never to leave aside the thing. Given by God a reward. At times it doubles it.
You
used to leave aside bigger things.
It's
easy to share with your brethren. Those for the sake of Christ and the gospel. But you left the bigger things.
More
leave.
3
million, 10, 20.
Give
me like 50 million.
If your
brethren need, is it a problem?
You
used to leave. For the sake of Christ,
you use it
and it's in you. Most of you see me. And we are sharing. You think it came from where?
Came
from what I speak of.
It was
aside many things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
tested me a bigger test.
naleta abazungu abampeere okuva mu senior 3 paka 6.
Why sponsor me tuition senior 3 to senior 6?
Akati ne bajja babanga abazaala abaana bawala babiri.
And they birthed 2 daughters. And they lacked a boy child.
Akati kye bakola.
Now what they did?
Ne basetinga nga nze nina okuwasa omu ku bawala.
They said I was to marry one of their daughters.
We nalina okuwasa bamuyita Kasali.
The one I was meant to marry was called Catherine.
Nga balina company nga nene.
Had a big company. And they are old.
Two daughters when they are aged. These girls
are still younger.
They told,
now you're going to marry this one. And you run the company. When it reached that run, you disappear from.
Don't
go back. Spent 6 years.
Not
going back, pick my senior 6 results. Running from the others looking for me. You cannot trace me.
I went
Lugazi, be in the city.
But
since you leave all that for the sake of the gospel.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Some things
in the time good, and they may seem like you're successful, you're settled. I read letters they sent to me, and the girl was writing, greets you like married people.
But
when it reached to run, disappear. It ended there. It did go pick even my results.
God
said I have the bigger rewards. But wait for it. You took. All our journey was learning. What reached on earth, things which happened. Taught us how we shall be with the many. I one day rented one room.
And
God brought 4 other families. And I'm in one room. Didn't we get a problem? Now,
Prophet
Deborah, my wife, she has to sleep with other women with their children. Me, I have to leave the bed. Remember, the room is one small. Others, we made them sleep, put their legs under the bed. 4 families with 2-3 children each. Me, I slept sitting on the door. For 2 months, Pastor David saw that. Himself, he came to my home.
And
brothers had rejected him.
They
separated the room, sleep this side with the wife, me too this side with my wife. And our children in the middle there.
To
the things of sharing with people. God give me no problem.
I've
left most more than most. Those I've said are the few. In the journey
that
people called me. We give you
house.
We pay you every month.
We
set for you jobs. You become a minister here. And in schemes of throwing you and you hide, but the one hidden,
he moves the shoe,
has no more souls, they are off. I don't know even where they fell, but
they
promise a big on the way. I used to foot, I forget even where I am. And as I reach home, and my wife said, what shoe are you clothing? My shoe? The souls remained where? I'm not aware.
Ma
tu kanyuga ngabweru na inzi nga sibifako.
As out me, I don't mind that.
Ndiko Kristo na inji tukena
macho. Christ and the gospel we are moving on.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus.
So, oruganoro na golina na wejo isi.
You too, you have your past.
Nangi sinza kumadira vichibi.
I can't finish what I passed through.
Urua Kristo noru
injili. For the sake of Christ and the gospel.
Na ye, empera weje. Uwa wa higa doko ere kereja.
Bring what comes, you already learn to live.
Uwika vona imira uku wababari kurua Kristo noru injili.
Learn how to stand for those on the sake of Christ and the gospel.
Era nubabe era babi.
In both they are evil and bad.
Echo orumu.
Once in a while.
Ubayamba.
You help them.
It's
hard to come out when you're evil or things you pass through. Maybe when you pass through them for your own
sake.
Those who get troubles and they are for their own sake themselves.
If
you did pass them through for the sake of Christ.
Some of you,
I pass many things. How come I'm still not well? You pass them through for whose sake?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Not,
some of you
mwe.
Pass through them for your own sake.
Wanji,
you pass them through for whose sake? You speak with the one who is around neighboring.
I
don't know. I pass them through for his sake.
That
things tormented you, tormented me indeed.
We
have people you pass through things because of your wisecking. It was the big head which costed you, and you can't take counsel. Read 1 Peter chapter 4
in
the verse 12.
Petere chisoka esula ya kuna ulunyiru wa kuminabili.
1 Peter 4 from verse 12.
Abagalwa, temwe unyango roko okebwa okuli mumwe.
Hey, umanyina gami msalaba gulio gocha kumotima.
The cross is burning when you're carrying it.
Na yewe kube ilamute we unya.
If it's that, do not be surprised.
Ila toti ya nyobu otio.
Fear not like that.
Na singo wa ugo eti sekuruwe njiri kuwa Kristo umutufu dara.
Carry it for the sake of the right Christ.
Na uwe njiri yetufu dara.
The sake of the right gospel.
Manyu waluo ya vita mkuru wa msumba.
Is one who passed it through for the sake of their pastor.
Ya vya 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 mwene msumba.
Those were for you and your pastor. Let's read.
Petere chisoka esula ya kunoru nyiru wa kuminabili.
1 Peter 4:12.
Abagalwa, temwe unyango oloku okewa okuli mumwe. Okujaje muri oloku bakema. Nga abalabye ebye chitalo. 13. Na ye, okubanga musa chimu mubibono obono bya Kristo. Musanyukenga. Era ne mukubikulibwa okwekitiibwa kye mulyoke musanyuke n'okujaguza. Olunyolwe 14. Bwe muvumibwanga olw'erinnya lya Kristo mulina omukisa kubanga omwoyo gw'ekitiibwa era ogwa Katonda atula mu mmwe. 15. Kubanga omuntu yenna ku mmwe tabonyabonyezebwanga nga musi.
If you're a murderer and they torment you, don't you say you suffer for Christ.
Petra chisoke sura ya kuna olunyiru wa 15.
1 Peter 4 verse 15.
Oba aketa ebyabanne.
Ojizo kuba kuwe wazeketa.
Maybe you came to spy.
Ngoria obera mu rugambo kana zeketo ali go bakube
emiko. Rumors like this spy they beat and killed in Uganda.
Oyo ba mukuba kweyingiza byabane.
Beat him for involving in affairs of others.
Omanyi mulimu abantu abagoro kwekiro.
The people are waking the night.
Ne mukuba haleluya.
You shout haleluya.
Ne muleka na leka ne maraka ekyale emirembe.
Noise
ne bakusuka bakusokola ne bakube emiko.
And they get you out, beat you. And they say, yet you trouble people.
Mm.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. Don't be out there with your wise king. Jesus intervenes in that issue. He intervenes.
Petero kisoka sura ya kunonyo lwe 16.
Peter 4:16.
Nayo omuntu yenna bw'abonya abonyezebwanga nga mu Kristaayo takwatibwanga nsonyi naye atenderezenga Katonda mu linnya lyo.
Bw'obanga obonyabonyezebwa oba oyise mu
kyoyitamu.
Okakasa oli mu Kristaayo
wadda.
Y'oyo yafukibwaka omwoyo omutukuvu.
Ebipyo
n'abikola mu mwoyo w'amagezi.
Agali
mu kigambo.
Mwoyo
w'okutegeera okuli mu
kigambo.
Mwoyo w'okuteesa okuli mu kigambo. Omwoyo w'amaanyi agali mu kigambo. Omwoyo w'okumanya okuli mu kigambo.
W'okutya
Mukama.
Okutyawo
ekibi.
Evil as his word is, glorifying God through the Spirit of the Lord. That is a true Christian.
If
to meant to intervene in other spheres, taking trouble people in the village, people have suffered for their sake. Let's finish.
Petero kisoka sura ya kunonyolwe 17.
Peter 4:17.
Kubanga obudde butuuse omusango gutandikirwe mu nyumba ya Katonda.
Gutandikira wano mu nyumba eno
wetuli. It begins right in this house where we are.
Kubanga ffe bentu mind tuli yekalu ya Mukama.
We ourselves know we are temples of the Lord.
Asoka tusunsura.
First filters us.
Atanaba kukwata kubewa bweru.
For it touches people outside.
And tugenda abweru.
Yet we are going outside.
Tugenda mu kisaawe.
We're going in the fields.
Tugenda kuzi focus of God TV,
going on the focus of God television,
focus of God radio,
focus of God radio,
name ikutwe mira
and the many other mediums.
Na yenga tetunagenda.
But before we go,
as we seek the move,
first targeted we
ourselves.
Daddy will order us. Let me tell you, see, we have been seeing you. That not stop speaking it to you. And don't you think
we can just put your
air to speak on any ministry? And we've come from here.
And
the place God has prepared us. On our televisions, we have been seeing you. Your way you live in sins. When you live things for the sake of Christ in the gospel, we've been seeing you. We have been seeing you. And God gave us that good moment.
First
brought us in this cave valley. We've seen you. Check to even in your home.
We
still come and we check more.
Which is
that first week of July,
may
it come in your families.
Amen.
Ask cases taking place there.
Amen.
We checking
you by the Spirit and we analyzing.
Heard
in the Romans 16
that
mark those who've been moving and what do they do?
Those who cause division,
know them are those who cause troubles. I'm telling you, a line here,
head
came ahead of this alien, big. Yourself, he troubled you.
Think
a new generation looks like the old one. You think a new cloth can be tied, patched on the old one? Think new wine can be put in old wine skin? It can burn it and it powers all of it. That's why words just pass you like that. Yet every day we study.
You still
retain the old vessel, you think the new wine can be in it. That has been a great sight and seeing. Even a moment of filtering. Then we go out there.
You've
had many witnesses on your ways.
angels
and the devils. They've been testifying what you've been doing, whether you are theirs or you are of God. You have been a witness to yourself. Your heart yourself convicts you. When you reach home, you say to yourself, but myself, you are surprised of your own self. I act dry out there, but I tell you, do I troubled my own self? I failed on myself. You failed on yourself. We can help you.
There is
time. You can report. You'll choose how you failed on yourself. I tell you, Apostle, I became a problem to myself. Me, the one you see. Me too. I even sometimes I don't quarrel with people. Just I begin to abuse my own foolishness. Reached to say that me myself. You forget where you put your cloth and you begin. This foolish dog. You're speaking to yourself. And you abuse what now? Yourself, you forget it. You already messed up. You cook food home is not sweet. And you taste and you say,
but
my God. What is wrong with you? But
you
failed yourself, report urgently. It's not going to surprise us. But we shall see where to handle it.
Most
rich, you told yourself, but
Possible
would have reported myself.
But
I feel I failed on myself.
Yes, we was.
Praise Jesus.
Children,
pursue you for involving in others' affairs. Let's finish in Peter, we hear.
First Peter 4:17. Kubanga obudde butuuse. Omusango gutandikirwe mu nyumba ya Katonda. Kale obanga gusose gye tuli, enkomerero guli bagutya eri abo abataagondera enjiri ya Katonda.
Kakati Mukama says you know fatubeza misango natusalira guno ne guli.
Time God puts us in cases, judges this and that.
Era mulimu n'abagamba naye bannange.
Those who say but.
Era mujja ne mu family zaffe ne mutubeeko.
Come in our families, leave us alone this time. We are with you a very few hours here. How you'll handle most of your time, you'll be home and in the work. It appears as Christ wants you.
The
time we have is what we have to use in involving your life. To intervene in your life and affairs.
And
we request, accept us. we intervene in your affairs.
We
intervene in both your characters. Every conduct you
produce
to live, we handle it here.
Once
you go back was jarring and work, you no more do that.
Amen.
And they see Christ. But handle it in 3 hours.
What we are from
like 5:30 to 8. Like close to 3 hours. And we are intervening in your life.
If you want to take
over the Christ, old life, get the life of Christ.
Intervene.
At times we've just broken through it, entered there.
Well, we are down. I told you,
don't feel peaceful. What we're speaking with, broken the door of your heart and entered these words there. And you're yelling, but you try to control it because they have, what you have come with is God.
Hence
you go back
again.
Also priest things which break. Hence we have to break entering it.
In
the things we don't accept the enter to sweep into the heart.
At
times we break the door into the heart. We want you to be a good person.
Amen.
A true Christian who has the Christ in them of truth.
Amen.
In his gospel. Things all worthy aside, all evils, things of this life you have to leave aside.
And
you have been hindering you of Christ. Then he will give you double.
Kubanga ayogera mu Yobu esuleno. Yobu anamobili.
For he speaks in Job 42. Verse 10, and he says this.
Yobu sulayana mobili olinyirwa kumi.
Job 42 verse 10.
Awo mukama nachu sobu sibebwa Yobu. Boya sabi la mikwano je. Mukama nawa Yobu okusinga emirundi ebiri. Nawa Yobu okusinga emirundi ebiri ebebe yalina olubereberye.
Omanyi Yobu waruwe vya mufaku nga buomanyi.
Ya
firwe bintu wali kuwa katunda.
Things for the sake of God.
Nga sitani chanu nyachirichimu wega ni katundo ufe.
Certain thought once reject, deny God and die.
And
all his possession went. It even reached his wife. And she told him,
you think
we have only got good things from the Lord?
You've
spoken like one of the foolish women. Job has spoken this, told me words. Remember, I prayed for his brethren. Those who were with him. Sometimes they spoke to him wild words.
It
said,
he
used to encourage us, now you are here sad.
At
times, they have passed through harsh words, they have been a training our way. Those you hated, I pray you leave, you lose them from your hearts. Even pray a blessing for them. Perhaps they can be saved. What they did to the rich Christ now wants to pay you back. Things they do. Strengthened, you can no more be struck moving backwards.
I am Jesus.
Amen.
I no more get backwards. And they passed you a lesson. God left that lesson which on you. A lesson strengthening you, which grows you.
It happens.
Don't curse any person. God is ready to restore double.
At
least you left, you didn't give them back. Someone who messed you up. I first get out of Jesus. I first show this person the mouth. Maybe they have forgotten me. When I was still in the world, you first, and you first praise yourself. I can release the mouth here and I abuse them. But you leave that. And
they
cross them. But I will not abuse. Satan
says,
you fool. You first clothe them up. Show them your true color. You who fought before, find someone, they even slap you. I want to see whether you can resume it.
Did them.
You resume it.
So
the one who slapped you, they are even weak.
So if you said
how many times?
There's
a reward, but left them for his sake. Whose sake? Now you'll forgive me. There are places you passed. Things you left them, but not for the sake of Christ. Sometimes you're in the false prophets. False pastors. Okay, God also targeted it. I see you out there.
At the
synagogue of Satan. But get out of there.
And
for you were diligent, committed.
For it
was it knowledge, neither understanding. At least God doesn't
force
it. He remains putting it on a scale.
Not
count a reward until you count it that you love him. And he gets you out.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now, there is a reward which is double. But when we are restored, you see apostles, after they left whatever they left, when God gave them, they began to share with others.
But
they had left a long time, many things.
Apostle
Peter loses. My father, let me first go bury him.
Yes, so
Jesus tells him, let the dead go bury their dead.
Yes, we are going.
Jesus then refused them to bury. There was a mission at the same point.
I live
mission of the gospel. Go for burial. I don't put some mud on my father. One day things you have to live and indeed.
Baba family, why is that not kugamba?
For family of the flesh. You
are
all dafted.
How much
did you come bury your father? Now listen.
Matthew 8:21.
Let us hear.
Matthew 8:21. Omuyigirizwa wo mulala namugamba nti mukama wange soko ndeke ngende nzike kitange onyolo abiri mwebiri naye Yesu namugamba nti yita nange leka abafuba zika abafuba abwe
mukama
Lord
ono kitange kenyini
mwebiri. This is my real father in the flesh.
Bamubikidde namuga togeye.
They told him don't go for burial. Then pass with me, go.
It
was brief 3 years on the world. Get all treasures to benefit. We go to Bari.
Told
him, leave them. My father. But now. I'm not buried my father. He's speaking to himself now. Demon is going to falsely accuse me for that. There are some moments. Christ that holds you have nowhere to go. That time be ready to see it.
They have
called you in a wedding. We have it teaching here. Maybe prepare it the day we have no fellowship. Those Christ has been counting them. If you did not know that. Little things you think a joking thing. Plate free hair at that
time.
There is even fellowship at that time.
And Jesus
sees you. Let me see you. See you. You take your head according to the way you are in. You are there.
Plate
you, people are studying mysteries of God. That you put your head plate in free hair.
Beat a
bald head without your head.
Get
off even the little you've been having.
Or
you punishment 3 years.
Don't
make hair, there's no money for that.
Little things,
but you have to leave them.
Christ
is what is on. Time is his. And you women,
you
always start things like that.
Time, practice,
is choir time. Go buy a skirt. I saw it displayed there. All that they see you, Christ is seeing you.
Things
seem small, but you have to live with them. The film, it became a problem to you. But when it arrives, you have
book,
I will do it tomorrow. Jesus looks at how your head is and he names it
like,
the name, like pumpkin suju. Some are what draw you.
I'm
not demon troubling you, but you became a demon to yourself.
Then
you dream you're chasing yourself. Besides devils faking your image, but yourself, you're chasing
yourself.
He's there. You're chasing yourself. You see the one you've chased with you. Listen now.
You
see there's someone in trouble. As you discover,
and they have
entered you, you've been troubling yourself.
There are
people that trouble themselves home.
They
give you how you trouble yourself. They prepare the student to wash that day. And they end it. They replace it with washing. And they trouble themselves.
The
nails are still young. Let me cut them. They are wasting time cut nails.
It's
not time to look in the mirror.
This mirror.
I've taken long not to see myself in the mirror. They are in it.
God gives
you a dream, you're troubling yourself.
The
one who discovers it.
Every
time but they are going backwards like that. In the dream like that. Where am I going? You try to move forward, feet go backward like that. That is how your life is.
Those who
dream, when they are moving with their hands, they are turned upside
down.
I've never moved like that.
In your life,
we are all moving
now.
You are on to something else. Praise the Lord Jesus.
I'm named
Pastor Robina. One day I dreamed a dream.
I
was meant to come here at Zana.
Because
the day I was going to minister.
It's
all rotating in many things. Doing things, but they had no meaning at the time.
When the day
was winding up,
I knew
I was meant to minister.
I moved to say
they will know I'm not there, they will replace another person. When I woke up, I was alerted. Praise Jesus.
Some time
coming for fellowship, you remain the customers are coming. They're still coming.
Why does he give the month no customers? Let's learn some things to reach them for the sake of Christ and the gospel.
I don't see you
shouldn't have whatever you have to. Mirrors, you watch yourself not worthy to wash yourself.
It's not
time to look in the mirror, you've gotten it out. Pressing your pimples one by one. 1 hour. Pressing me, pimple. Time is to do things meaningful. Others, they say, I'm going for the synagogue. As they are in the middle of the way, I'm taking long to visit this person. And they branch off to go to visit. They all have the same heads, they say. It's been long I visited. I visit this person. Let's go visit the person.
And
get group, go to the synagogue. trouble God, but he too will trouble you in the things you need. You just make you dream about them. You're in the good house. Have you seen it, my child? That is your world. But you trouble me much. Keep being in that slum area. Those are some which are troubling for them. And they pray much.
They
fight demons binding them. They dream in the night, they bind themselves. Cover, they are binding themselves.
Are
they binding them? What? I'm binding myself? Someone dreams they have taken a goat tight.
As
move again, they have tied their leg. themselves became a goat long time. Gabriel make these dreams.
And
you see you take and tie your goat on the field. And it troubles you on the way. As you reach there, you need to tie it move away. And you've tied your leg.
Yet,
all along you've been a goat.
I die.
Some of them have been saying them. One day
we'll
handle them in the
teaching.
Bible, see people who saw themselves in those things. And they trouble themselves. Praise Jesus.
So naye aburuganda.
But brethren, after
you've
learnt all that, things for the sake of Christ and the gospel, we learn how we can share.
With
those for the sake of Christ and the gospel. The many things we move into now, don't call them yours only. Is it not that? God is to provide for us. And now he's to provide us. What has sin refusing is preparation. Have you learned anything in this journey? Have you learned something from me? Have you learned anything in the gospel? Try to bring most of the things
of
gospel which are profiting.
Prepare
you how you see and how we preach. How we move and how we do. All you've been saying it. But have you learned them? You know, one of the things they refuse to give you things. Some of us learn, but we don't reach into understanding. Even others.
We
are not ready to hold what we've learned forever. Others want to leave it, move it in a short time, then leave it.
Then
that would disappoint me. Leave them. Leave them, keep being there.
God
wants proof most.
To
prove him
how he is
determined forever. Your money is your own money. There is a man there. It is his money. The woman to see the wife look at the money.
Satan
is tempting you. You're looking at my money. Others say, this is the man. Don't look at it. Don't look at it, you man. Women
work,
the money is tied here on the waist like that.
It's
others, it's here. It's on the heart, they don't get it out. And they look at us and their children. Me, leave me. You have to take care of your children. Yet they see there's nothing.
Look,
that greed, God will give you
what?
There are two, three people in your house. Now the men he will bring. End with the Acts 4.
Onyolasi tumwe biyitukire.
32 downwards. Acts chapter 4 from verse 32.
Nechibina chabwe abakiriza bali no mutima gumu ne memem. Sote wali no mu yayogera nganti ekintu kyali na kicheka. Na ebyo na babanga nabyo mubumu.
Holide.
Have you heard?
Chabanga oruvanyo lokuba nti abayigirizwa bali bayigirizidwa ku mukama wa Yesu.
Disciples have been taught by the Lord Jesus.
Murugendo lokwerekereza biberekereza.
Journey of living things they left aside.
Bayigira munti ebintu bino.
They learned that these things
mukama byatuwa
that God gives us.
Bibera byafea for hours.
If your brethren need it, the laws of the word of God is, help them with it.
I say,
the laws of the word of God is, don't help them with that which is not on the laws.
There's
one girl or boy.
Others
say, all things we have, they are ours. And we hold them in unity. You help me of your part. Don't you sit there. I told you one became a problem.
We
teach this, they explain another to themselves. Those
we are
going to handle over that
one.
This we have them in unity.
Sister
and the brothers come. They bring out a scripture.
Sister,
let's share in a scripture.
Acts
4:32. No one claimed that they had was theirs. And I'm asking also something. I want to breastfeed. We say
we have
unity as laws of God are.
Amen.
Sister,
we hold them in unity. Let's go in unity. The woman will leave the father and the mother and they become one flesh. Let's get, go become. Those are things we don't speak. Those are ways of the
evil
speak as the word, as the word of God commands us to use.
Amen.
Praise
the name of the Lord.
Musumba Fred Gemanya.
Pastor Fred.
We thank God much.
But me to
madden on for profiting. Do as the word of God is. Now that they read for 2 Kings,
Elisha
stretched himself on the boy.
Eliso kuliso,
eye on eye.
Omumwa kumumwa,
mouth on mouth.
Era brother
nagamba sister. And the brother told the sister that. I didn't know whether they were going to raise her up.
Later
on, 1 Corinthians 7. Speaking on the issues of marriage.
And
brother told the sister, I've been too hard the word of the Lord. They shouldn't deprive each other. Ready to know deprive each other. What? Who do not deprive each other?
The
married who pass through the criteria of the word of God.
What
followed the sister was taken advantage of.
There
you've eaten beans
and
the stomach pot roots. Don't do the things as you want.
He
told us what we have is limited. No one has theirs. If you reach in the home of the marriage
and
go onto their bed, I'm resting.
Use
them in unity as laws of God apply. Even the seas made borders for them.
What
does not go beyond the borders and the commands? Borders though we use those things. We have a limit.
For you go
a sister or a brother,
you
begin get dresses that you clothe them. They are always in unity.
Haven't
we spoken like that
in
the character and in the spiritual fruits?
That
apostles learned it in the journey of leaving aside things
for
the sake of Christ and the gospel. Let's finish here.
Acts 4:32. N'ekibiina kyabwe abakkiriza baalina omutima gumu n'emmeeme emu, so tewali n'omu yayogeranga nti ekintu kyalina kikye yekka, naye byonna baabanga nabyo mu bumu. Olwasatu mu essatu, n'amaanyi mangi abatume ne boogeranga okutegeeza kwabwe okw'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu. N'ekisa kingi ne kibeera nga ku bo bonna.
So bwe twagala okufuluma mu kifo kino,
we want to get out of this place with gospel
and
many signs following, but we have been told
trained
not a long time in the 3.5 years as they were on the Lord Jesus.
He
was not learnt from them. Friend, you are on a big loss.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So what do we have to do on Sunday?
There is a secret shall see next Wednesday. Speaking of 3.5 years. And why the Lord?
We
promised and gave us many things.
He's
waited for those years.
Amen.
We've so far moved how long? Ever since we came here. Now let us think of that.
But
totally prepare us in the other place. Prepare everything very smart.
Amen.
Means reaching next June.
Everything
must be on air and very good and ordered very well.
Amen.
Without any meandering,
Thus said, is not aligned.
The
minister put in this place has his character not right.
If
you still hold those funny characters, go abandon
him.
Inquire from people you know well.
Do
I have some character with myself? Because once you prepare a new generation, they are going to be amazed of it. When you, it's a wonder and a press work. Let's finish the Acts. Acts 4:34.
Kubanga bonna balina ensuku oba ennyumba bazitundanga ne baleeta omuwendo gwazo ezaatundibwanga. Olwasatu 5 ne baguteeka ku bigere by'abatume ne bagabiranga buli muntu nga bwe yeetaaganga.
You hear what happened?
Olugendo oli lwabayigiriza ebintu bingi abatume.
Jenny told them many things that
baamala okwerekereza.
After they learned leaving aside things,
olw'enjiri ne ku lwa
Kristo. The gospel and Christ. All people learnt it
quickly.
And those who had much, instead of acting greedy, they get rich alone.
They're
sold of the many. They bring on disciples'
faith.
And they raise their brethren.
No
born again appeared poor.
We had
in Deuteronomy,
they did
not let a poor be in your midst.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, one
going to new world, new people.
No
one leaves their brethren behind. Some
plus
given us as riches on the world. Be the first show who we are.
And
many will follow beyond those
ones.
The fullness is for God. He committed them to us. He's given us the world.
Amen. But tested this Kampala,
little things we've had is given us.
Wanted
to prepare us up to now.
You
Baganda, raise brethren for the sake of brethren the gospel.
Given
God has given us many things.
In
good things in a short time.
Apostles,
it took them 4 years. Begin to touch those things.
And
we've not reached those years.
Christ,
3.5 years, not seeing anything.
When and they have
passed some other amount to begin,
that
they gather.
And
people began to drink. Put on their
feet.
That's the way of sharing.
Kubanga Christo.
For Christ.
When
they put the bag of the disciples,
gave
it to Judas.
Shared
Peter will go home. He takes what? What about John? What about Matthew? They take what home? These are people we are with.
You
send them when they're hungry. It's not worthy.
You
have how many bread?
This
and this fish. You bring a prayer for them. People go back
when
satisfied.
They prepared
life and understood it. And they are with the Lord Jesus. Don't leave your brother go. You don't know how they are going to sleep.
Or
they are to eat or not.
The
salvation of being in has been fake.
How
is Father in heaven your children of his? No one thinks of the other. Don't know how they sleep, how they live on.
Saying
grace Christ of the Lord Jesus
and
love of God
and
the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and with the brethren.
But
do you even think and mind of it?
He
thinks of their own.
Bible
commands never thinking of your own, but even of the others.
So
God gives us things of the world, even us that we get satisfied.
You
know we have the best
and
stand
2 Peter 1:3.
Divine
power God is given
used
life in serving God.
It
moved to understand Him.
Those who
are the first one, an example that is God from Jesus. Now, you as disciples, new generation, no one of these not to be an apostle, a disciple. From here, everyone move up province, they are moving out with an apostle and disciple. For the call of the nation.
As
cheeky as possible. See if you lay an example.
Let's
read and finish this verse. Acts 4:36.
Na Yusufu abatume gwe bayita Balunaba okutegeeza kwaliyo nti mwana wa ssanyu. Mwana w'okuzaamu amaanyi omuleevi eyazaalirwa Kupulo. Asatu musanvu yalina ennimiro n'agitunda n'aleeta effeeza n'agiteeka ku bigere by'abatume.
N'omutuma ono naye n'aleeta.
Even this apostle brought.
So they try to gather and abatume fitu kunganya.
Apostles gathered people who not thinking of others.
No,
have been carrying ourselves all along. Those needing capital and the rest. In all ways.
I want
to leave this place for the sake of God and for the gospel. Launch, go appear on map of the world. Everything which has been done, we've learned it. We are ready to implement it. Lest you ashamed me. First, when you first ashamed God. Our trust. Put upon you this hand downwards. Which
Philemon.
The Philemon. Philemon. Put on for you this hand. That you are a minister. Let's pass through it. We shall see it the other time. This is the hand we put for you. Let's come from verse 1.
Filemoni esule soko nyolisoka.
Philemon chapter 1 from verse 1.
Paulo omusibe wa Kristo Yesu netimusewo w'oluganda eri Filemoni omwagalwa era omukozi munnaffe.
Okuwandikira.
To write for you.
Nti oli mukozi munnaffe.
To recommend you our fellow worker. This will be our letter. Just change, take away Paul.
And
put Apostle Ronald,
Newman,
Pastor Newman, and
to
Brother Jacob,
our
fellow
labor.
We pray you, brethren in America, receive him. For down we explain.
You
think we're going to just...
to
put you in the ministry, you must be with this letter. It's not us who work to it, the Holy Spirit works. Let's read the letter.
Philemon,
Philemon chapter 1 verse 2.
Ne Apophia Ouganda, ne Arukipo, Murwanyi Munafe, ne Kanisa, Erimu Nyumbayo.
How many are those? There are three.
In
the church of full knowledge
all
of God. All approved is a minister.
And they will be
representative of yours
and
has to sign that letter. And the church will murmur and grumble about you, you'll see. Things have raised standards and levels.
Philemon esule soko ni olokusatu.
Philemon chapter 1 verse 3.
Echisane mirembe ebiveri katonda chitafe. Nemukama wa Yesu Kristo. Biberenga jemuli. Olunyolo kuna. Neba za katonda wange enaku zonna. Nga nkwogera ko mukusaba kwange. Olunyolo kutano. Bwe nawulira okwagala okwo n'okukkiriza kw'olina eri Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo n'eri abatukuvu bonna. Olunyolo omukaaga okusechimu okwo kukiriza kwo kulyoke kukolenga omulimu mukutegerera ddala buli kigambo ekirungi ekiri mumwe olwa Kristo
ngotegerede ddala buli kigambo ekirungi
understood every good word in the Christ
we are writing
the letter
Filemoni esula esoka olunyoro musanvu
Filemon 1 verse 7
kubanga najaguza nnyo n'ensanyuko olw'okwagala kwo kubanga emyoyo gy'abatukuvu wamu wajiwumuza owooluganda
nga tukulinako obukakafu
if we have proof on you
titewatawanya abantu
that you didn't trouble people
era nga buli yajje wasobola omuwummuza
n'omuwemirembe gya yesu rest them give them peace of Christ
nga bw'ayogera nti
As peace, give them rest, them time.
Maybe
you have been troubling.
Philemon chapter 1 verse
8.
Kale, ne wankubadenga nina obuvumu bwonna mu Kristo okukulagira ekisaana. Okukulagira ekisaana olunyolo omwenda. Naye olw'okwagala kwe olw'okwagala nkwegayirira bwegayirizi kuba nfaanana nga bwe ndi Pawulo omukadde ne kaakano omusibe wa Kristo Yesu
mukadde wa kanisa
elder of the church
olunyolo ekumi
verse 10
nkwegayirira olw'omwana wange gwe nazaalira mu busibe bwange Onesimo olw'ekumi n'olumu atakusa atakugasanga edda naye kakano atugasa gwe nange
olaba olina okubanga ogasa kale wajja tuli
tugasa
naye olina okukakasibwanga
ogasa
era nga tukusindika olw'okugasa abalalaomulimu gwonna ogunaakuweebwa okuweereza kwa
katonda
Filemoni esula esooka olunyiriri lwa kumi
Filemon 1 verse 10
kumi na bbiri
verses 12
gwe nkomyawo gy'oli yennyini yegwe mwoyo gwange
olina okubanga otufaanagana
you must appear like us
nga bwe tuli bw'oli
the way we are you are like that If you hold your own character and conduct,
and
we shall recommend you be our fellow minister. No. And don't you think? Many came ask recommendations. Ask me a little where I pray from. There is a criteria put in
script
except to write either that you've been
among
come here 1 week we no more should give you a letter
Philemon 1 verse 13 nze gwembadde njagala okubeera naye gyendi alyoka mpereze nga mu kifo kyo mu busibe bw'enjiri olw'ekumi n'ennya naye saayagala kukola kigambo nga toteesezza obulungi bwo buleme okubeera mu kuwalirizibwa wabula mu kwagala kumi na taano kubanga mpozi kyeyava ayawukana naawe ekiseera olyoke obeerenga naye emirembe n'emirembe onyole kumi n'omukaaga nga takyali muddu nate naye okusinga omuddu owooluganda omwagalwa okusinga ennyo gye ndi naye okusingira ddala eri ggwe mu mubiri era ne mu mukama waffe
nga takyali muddu buddu gwe bagaa
ntiweereza
naye ng'alina levu ey'okuba nti omwagalwa owooluganda
ddala
kimuweereza buweereza gwe tumanyiwa
Beyond
that,
God is in their blood, in their spirit.
You
don't need to be commanded.
Ministry,
you saw you handled them. Need to be like this. But you've been lagging there. Everything you're watching us,
so let
them order things of those ministry. Now we've been watching you.
Filemoni sura esooka olunyiriri Philemon 1 verse 17. Kalo banga ndo zanze okubera munno. Musembezoyo nganze.
Now, if
you're partnering in ministering,
accept you as
the
acceptor.
That one speak as apostle is.
Reach
there, you have your evils. Reach there, do other things.
Philemon 1:18. Nayo banga yakuono noba abanjibwa. Mbalira nze echo.
Bagende bakubalireko byokoze.
Both of the things you've done before.
Wanfuna kuba begende.
Here we got to be careful.
Olunyolo 19.
The verse 19.
Nze Paulo mpandise n'omukono gwange.
Omanyo kusayininga ko.
You know to sign on the letter? And we've recommended you. Put you someone on reception
TV.
Of television. Then you make people bribe you to begin to pass them succeed through. Now you have to know your stand. You've been warming up, we go to our good place. You
made
a few ministering and many sit in the congregation. You look to your brethren. Ask these issues, how are they? How have you been conducting yourself?
Philemon Sule Soka.
Philemon chapter 1 verse 19.
Nze Paulo mpandise n'omukono gwange. Nze ndisasula. Nemo kukugamba nga nkubanja era nawe wekanate.
Ogendo tusasuze tulina kubyetegekera.
You have to prepare for this. You've been in the ushering.
Obadde mu shadow ministry.
You've been in the shadow ministry.
Toka kasibwanga kubera.
Never been proven to be in it. In the deacons,
Muyimbi.
A musician,
he's
been in shadow ministry. Shadow ministry of the Old Testament.
To
enter in the New Testament. We have been seeing you.
Tell
you like this, you have your own stubbornness.
Filemoni esule soko nyiri wa makumi avili.
Philemon 1:20.
Kalo oluganda, onsanyu semu kama wafe, omuzo moyo gwange mu Kristo. Olwabiri molumu, nkuwandi ikidenga nesi gobu gomvubo, nga manyingo likola era okusinga byenjogera.
Huli do manyisebo nga tukusubira.
No one we expect you to do.
No kusinga vietu ugera.
Depend beyond what we expect.
Are kutoroza ndi nibarua tuyajite kakonti ya mirembe jondi.
Don't you think we shall put this letter that is standing forever?
Tuyajite kake chigame chisema yunga chigame.
We'll have a last word say.
Singa abawa kozi insobi.
If he makes a mistake.
Kimugwani do kusoko kulekao echisadaka jari soku wae.
Quiet of you, leave
the
sacrifice you brought to offer. If they refuse, they'll be chased from the ministry.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. What have you left to say? Then you get from the Lord. Are you ready to share with your brethren? Therefore, for the sake of
Christ,
wants to help the enemies, all those who've learned them in this journey. How do you see things? Have light, you see light things in the light. The way you see
things light to them. You see them, the way of darkness upside down.
We see
darkness still in you. We see things of God, system.
We
be in the deal of God.
New
generation with the full knowledge of God. To fulfill the call of God on the nation of Uganda.
His
promised nonsense. God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.